afternoon's agenda, I would like us to take a moment remembering a team member that recently passed. And so would you please join me in a moment of silence? Thank you. Carla Webney will be missed on her team. All right, the written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your mics. I can see that we have that on our bulletin there. So, and mute your mics when you're not speaking. Copies of the agenda are with the deputy clerk. Deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to today's agenda? Commissioner Wolf?
No, I have nothing to add. And I want to apologize for not being able to show up in person today. I had many reasons why it was very, very difficult. So thank you for holding down the fort.
Well, it's good that we have these alternatives now.
Yes.
John, did you have any additions, changes? Nor do I. Comments from the public this afternoon is agenda item one, and that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not on the published agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes. And persons shall be recognized to speak from sign-up cards that can be left with the deputy clerk at the entrance of the room. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial 9*9 if you're joining us by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name and address, the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, make them known to the deputy clerk, who will step up to get them from you and will ensure that they are distributed to the board. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the
flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
We will now move on to our agenda item one, comments from the public. I do have one card, and I believe I know who that's from, so comments from the public.
My name is Stephen Keeler, last name spelling K-E-E-L-E-R. I'm a resident of Edmonds, Washington, and sometimes I go by the alias of just a Rick. Commissioners, good afternoon. I know, as you probably know, the year 2022 is going by quite quickly. Amongst other things, this means that December will come. About what, 5 months away. And with December, the commission will be electing officers for 2023. I can only assume that the three commissioners have been doing their homework, that they've been aided by the staff that they have and by the executive leadership of the PUD to get this homework done regarding policies, procedures, and who can do what and not do what. The commission and the PUD can, I feel, ill afford a repeat, what I would call a three-peat, of the past 2 years. I'm sure that the three of you commissioners know what I'm talking about. I truly think that when you have the election, any one of the three of you can do a quite adequate job serving as president for 2023. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Keeler. Do we have anyone else with comments that is on Zoom or phone? All right, thank you. We will now move on to our agenda item 2, consent agenda, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of June 21, 2022, bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments, and to seize consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have anyone in the audience that comments on our consent agenda? Hearing none, Commissioner Wolf, do you have comments on the consent agenda?
I don't. I haven't been able to access my iPad to get back into those items. I did have a couple, but I will have to follow up later on those, I guess.
Thank you. And I've just been handed a note that we do apologize. There are some technical difficulties with audio.
With the video, the audio.
Audio and the video. Oh, the video's okay. That could shut down. I'd be happy with that. Let's move on to agenda item 3, public hearing and action 3A.
Excuse me, I think, don't we have to vote?
What would I do without you, Commissioner? You save me all the time. Yes, on agenda item 2, having heard no questions, I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We will now move on to agenda item 3, public hearing in action. 3A, disposal of third surplus property, third quarter 2022. I will call for a motion.
I move approval.
Based on staff's recommendation. Based on staff's recommendation that items are no longer necessary or useful to the district. I move that items listed on exhibits A and B of surplus property recommendation report be declared surplus and be sold for high bid or disposed of according to the policy in the third quarter 2022. I will now convene a public hearing on disposal of the surplus property third quarter 2022. We have Claude Allworth with us. Should we have any questions? Commissioner Wolf?
I would just like to know a little bit about the auction process. How, where, when does that happen?
Sid's coming to the microphone.
Hi, Todd Allworth, Manager of Materials Management for Housing. Yes, the auctions we utilize, we use two sites. One is called govdeals.com and the other is Public Surplus. And what we do is we initially offer all surplus items to public entities such as schools and so forth for first right of refusal. If none of them bid on any of the items we have available, we then put that out for public surplus, similar to an eBay auction where we post the items, pictures, descriptions, and then allow 7 to 10 days for the public to bid on the items we have, and we award to the highest bidder.
Okay, thank you. What was the first site that you made? I got publicsurplus.com, but what was the other one?
It's gov, G-O-V, deals, D-E-A-L-S.com.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Do we have anyone in the audience or anyone dialing in with questions? Kevin, all right. I will now close the public hearing and call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Agenda item four, items for individual consideration. 4A, consideration of a motion accepting the asset protection monitoring report. I'll call for a motion.
I move acceptance.
We have Jim Hurling here to answer any questions that we might have on the report. Is there anyone in the audience? Commissioner Wolf, do you have questions on this report?
You know, just a comment. When I was a new commissioner on the PUD, Jim Hurling gave me a paper copy. It was about 2 inches thick at least. And I really have appreciated all the information that, which is now available on the website. And I trust and I hope that it will be archived, maybe in our board book or in our documents somewhere so that I can go back and get more. I spent a lot of time rereading it this weekend. And it's just, you know, it's quite an education. There is so much information in that document. So I want to encourage people from the public to have a look at it. If they want to know anything about the PUD, they can probably find their answer there.
Thank you, Commissioner. Those are good words. I will now call for the vote. All those in favor of acceptance, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will now move on to agenda item 4B, consideration of a resolution creating a plan of financing for acquisition and construction of certain additions, betterments, and improvements to and renewals, replacements, and extensions of the district electric system, authorizing the issuance and sale of not to exceed $75 million aggregate principal amount of electric system revenue bonds, series 2022, in one or more series, providing for the terms of the 2022 bonds, approving the execution and delivery of certain documents and agreements, and providing for certain other matters related thereto. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Do we have anyone in the audience or anyone joining us virtually or online? Thank you. Commissioner Wolf, do you have questions?
No, actually, it was a lot of the information relating to this one that I was thinking of maybe more specifically, but tons of information for us to digest. Thank you.
And Commissioner, we also received multiple briefings on these,
right.
Which is very helpful to me. And actually, this action is consistent with when the board approved the 2022 budget, including the five-year financial plan. So this is consistent with those that direction from the board. All right, I will call for a motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Let's see, we are on 4C. Consideration of a resolution authorizing the discharge of current trustee, registrar, and paying agent for the currently outstanding generation system revenue bonds of the district and the appointment of a successor trustee, registrar, and paying agent for such bonds, approving the execution and delivery of certain documents and agreements, and providing for certain other matters related thereto. I'll call for a motion.
Move approval.
Again, we have Jim Hurling here. Should we have any questions? Do we have anyone in the public? All right. Commissioner Wolf, do you have any questions?
I was a little bit curious about why we changed from one part of U.S. Bank to U.S. Bank Trust or U.S. Trust. Maybe Jim could explain that a little better for me.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Jim Hurling, Deputy, Senior Manager of Treasury Risk Management and Supply Chain. This was a change that was made at the request of U.S. Bank. We have used U.S. Bank for 20, 30 years as district or trustee of district bonds. They have set up a subsidiary within their corporate structure and asked that they could move this business to that subsidiary. So really, it's a pretty transparent change for us. But we needed to do this through a resolution because of the bond covenants and how we interact with the holders. So.
And thank you, Jim. Mr. Hurling. So what is the role of RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, in all of this?
Well, Royal Bank of Canada is a co-manager for the upcoming bond transaction. It's not related to this, the change of the trustee, but in the prior resolution that you approved, when we issue bonds, we use an underwriter to market the bonds. And historically, we use Citigroup as the senior manager for the transaction. We typically bring in a co-manager for a variety of reasons, but RBC is going to also co-market these bonds when we go out to market.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. That makes it a lot clearer.
Thank you, Jim. Hearing no further questions, I will now call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We will move on to agenda item 5, the CEO General Manager Report.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I have a couple items to share this afternoon. First out of our Generations Power Rates and Transmission Group. Bids have been opened for the Public Works contract for construction of the North County Community Office. Project includes construction of a new two-story office building, warehouse, loading dock, and several support functions. Staff has worked extremely hard to listen to stakeholders, including crews, CSRs, and all support funding, to design and provide the district with a well-functioning building that will provide the district with a community presence, meet our customers' needs, and support operational functions for many years into the future. Staff is currently reviewing bids and preparing a bid award recommendation that will be presented to the Commission at the July 19th Commission meeting. Construction will take approximately 18 months. From our legal group, the district's Information Governance Group is putting the finishing touches on a revised strategy and roadmap covering the next few years. Among the other elements, the plan includes some tabletop exercises for testing how we handle data breaches. And from our HR group, the district has extended the immediate access of extended sick leave for employees with COVID or COVID symptoms through September 30th, 2022. District managers continue to monitor their departments, and employees with any symptoms are expected to remain at home, even if they are COVID negative, to minimize any illnesses from being spread to co-workers and the public. Also, an RFP for a leave consultant is in process to find a consultant to provide guidance and support to the cross-functional leaves advisory committee. This team includes represented and non-represented employees, and they will be taking a deep dive into all the district's leave programs, holidays, time off, etc., making recommendations for potential changes that align with our district culture and strategy. Vendor interviews will be conducted in July. Lastly, out of HR, a second RFP is being reviewed for a vision hardware vendor. RFP responses are being reviewed now, and a vendor recommendation is targeted for the July-August timeframe. That is it.
That system is going to bring great efficiency. I was very pleased to hear about that. We will now move on to 6B, Item 6A, Commission Reports. Commissioner?
I don't have any news. I don't have any news to report this time.
Nor do I, other than I'm very glad the fireworks have stopped.
Oh my gosh, it was so bad in Edmonds last night.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, they said they weren't going to do them this year, but they went on and on and on. And we're keeping a dog that is just, she's just beside herself.
I know, I've had that, gone through that in years past as well. Let's move on to the commissioner's events calendar, 6B. Commissioners, Commissioner Wolf, do you have any changes or?
No, I have no additions or changes.
All right, thank you, nor do I. We will now move on to governance planning, agenda item 7, our planning calendar. Commissioner Wolf, do you have any?
No, I was wondering for August 2nd, is there anything that we could do to prepare, to be better prepared for that workshop with Mrs. McFarlane?
I've heard from our deputy clerk that, or assistant clerk, that staff is going to be meeting with a consultant next week. And then following that, we'll provide us with some information or an outline to prepare.
Yeah, I would like to, you know, prepare for it, if, I mean, just so that we could make it as good as possible.
Yes, I agree with you, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So were ears perked over there? Okay, thank you. So the planning calendar, do we have any other items to come before the board this afternoon, John? Commissioner Wolf, do you have any other items?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Well, being there no further business, I will, it is, what time is it? 1:53 p.m. and we're adjourned.